Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Charles Flugham, in his book Birding from a Tractor Seat, had this to say about one of our feathered friends. I wonder if you can identify the bird he's describing, and I quote, "The flagrant rascal evidently enjoys hearing his own voice, putting forth its utmost effort to make the loudest possible noise and bowing impressively to emphasize each call," unquote. If you guessed the blue jay, you're correct. The blue jay, of course, is one of our more well-known birds. It's a permanent resident over much of North America east of the Rockies, with more seasonal residency elsewhere, particularly in the Northwest. The blue jay is a member of the crow family, so is a close relative of crows, ravens, and magpies. The family is well known for their intelligence. Although we may commonly see blue jays, they are often silent in flight, so we often hear their calls emanating from the woods, but may not actually see the bird. I can't help but wonder if the casual observer connects the blue jay with their call. Although blue jays are known to have quite a repertoire, a couple calls are quite common. Here they are. Sound familiar? Not only do blue jays communicate vocally, they also communicate through their crest. Crests on birds, for example, blue jays, pileated woodpeckers, cardinals, and waxwings, functions in body language, more specifically aggression. The more aggressive the bird, the more spiked the crest. Crests are spiked up, for example, when defending a territory, asserting their place in the pecking order, fighting over a mate, or when mobbing a predator. The crest is dropped when they're relaxed, such as feeding peacefully or perhaps associating with their mate or flock. But of course, if a squabble commences, the crest will be up. Acorns are a favorite food for blue jays, and now there seems to be acorns everywhere. They'll be busy caching them for later use. So be on the lookout for blue jays and listen for their calls. These loudmouths will be declaring their presence and showing us some flashes of blue amongst the fall vegetation. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.